Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Because you can hear it in the music, is joy, even though we are dealing with several things in life, but this is what it's all about, having a vessel to come to. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show, and we're going to focus on real relationship issues. And it's so excited, I'm so excited to have an opportunity to come to you on what we're going to call this Terrific Tuesday, and that's what it's all about. Even though things are going on in our world, we have having things happen with it's a change. It's going to be a change coming, so keep that in mind. But you just check this show out. We're going to allow you to focus on some things dealing with relationship. And I'm so glad to have this opportunity. Now, we want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in and be a part of the show, especially if you're on Facebook and on Instagram. Call in the Blog Talk Radio, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you have some thoughts, you want to just press 1, and I'll make sure you're able to chat with us and share your thoughts with us. And I'm so excited to have a chance. I got a guest on here, and she'll be joining me in a minute. I'll introduce her. I'm so excited to have this opportunity to come before you, because God blessed me with this vision about 3 years ago. It was 2017. Matter of fact, we had our first show August the 27th, 2017, and we was being aired out of the fair city of state of Florida, in the city of Sunrise, next to Fort Lauderdale down in Florida. So that's South Florida. So we are so excited to be here and have a chance to come back. Now, if you want to check it out on the web, through the internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And you can just be a part of this. It's exciting. Now, on Facebook, for those who want us joining, I have actually two setups here. I have both of my stream, my large stream, blasting today with Facebook, and also my iPad doing the same thing. And you can go to facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. And you can check us out on Instagram. That's Coach Lorenzo, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're excited. You know, I have all these things that I'll be running through. I see several people joining tonight. We're going to have an awesome show. Now, we don't own the rights to the music that we'll be playing, but we'd like to give you just a feel, get you excited about being a part of. Now, if you want to check us out and you want to maybe take an opportunity to tweet the show, you can go to @LorenzoDSmith15, @DrLoShow1, and @DrLorenzoSmith1. We're so proud, and we want to brand and been branding ourselves since we started up as the Real Relationship Talk Show. We don't hold back, because Dr. Lo is the guru, and he's going to share everything with you. We got an exciting topic tonight, and we're going to focus on why do little things in a relationship, little things make relationship last longer and stronger. That's the topic. And more or less the title, we're going to focus our topics around that. But before I move on any further, I want to make sure I share with you our, I would say, a co-host and that's on our Monday night show. And I'm going to treat her as a guest expert tonight. And she's going to offer her thoughts on it. And, you know, we don't know all the things, but she's going to share her thoughts when we're talking about a certain topic. And I'm so glad to have her because she's part of our team. And our team that's moving forward, that's the Smithway production team. She hails from actually the state of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, and moved far south, I mean far, far south, down close to Miami, Boca Raton. And she's been working with us many times before, and now she has a title as co-host and guest expert at time to time, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Smith. How are you?
I am awesome. God is good. He's blessing us so many ways through all these trying times. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa. Now we have several other co-hosts.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. On the Monday night show, they sometimes join us on the Tuesday night show. And I want to give them that shout out, and that's Lauren D. Smith. So proud to have her. She's my daughter. I'm so glad to have her. She makes up that father and daughter Blog Talk Radio team, the only one in the country on Monday night. We also hail from the state of South Carolina and a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give her a shout out, but I'm going to give another Divine Nine shout as well. She's Scarlett H. Black. Also from the state of Georgia, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, none other than Dr. O, we call her, but Dr. Olivia E. Smith. And a shout out for Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we also have a young man that joined us from time to time. I see he's on the stream now. On the Facebook, and he's watching us now. He's an expert here in ideas, none other than Cameron Gilmer. He's our millennium, just like Lauren is. So we're trying to blend and mix in. You have from baby boomers all the way down to millennials. So we're excited to have that chance to come before you. So we're going to have an awesome time. And all these people that's on here, I want to kind of give them a shout out while I'm looking at them, because as the stream begins to roll, I have a tendency to kind of not be able to see some people, have to actually get up from the seat I'm sitting in. Let me tell you what I'm trying to do now. I actually have a big 32-inch television, and I have this program being broadcast on that television. So it's something different. I'm trying something every week. Lisa knows she's been a part of it. Well, we actually had people to be able to actually be seen on this program, and it's through our creator room on Facebook. So our program 2 weeks ago, we actually had Lisa on, as well as one of our author and guest, Erica Kennard. She was with us, and it was awesome. So I'm still working on it. If we run into some difficulties, just hang in there with us, because we're going to make it do what it do, because that's what it's all about. So let's kind of look at some of these individuals that joined. I'm going to give a shout-out to Nicole Sharon Brown. She's an author that was on this program as well as the Monday night program. Members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Yvette Smith, my biological young sister. She's here. Kim Seller Bates. Thank you, Kim. Melissa Anderson. Also, Cameron Giver. I mentioned as a co-host from time and an expert from time to time. And we have my frat boy. And I never get this right, but I'm going to get it right, Brother Hill. You know, I'm going to get it. Is it Khadija K. Hill? Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. You know, we're going to get it right. Don't when you see me, don't smack me around. Just let me know I can work. Another member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Kim Ramsey. Thank you, Kim. Carol Davis. And I'm running them down because I have a chance to have them. Carol Davis, as I mentioned. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. She's with the Behind the Mask Ministry, and she's checking out. Then we have Lynette McLean Ball. Lynette was one of my students back when I was at McKinsey. Taught her, if I'm not mistaken, government, economic, or American history back then. And her daughter's doing some awesome things. Tamla McLean has a hit out that's going to make it do what it do, and I like her. We have Michelle Archie. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us as well. And I have some others I'm going to call out to see. But Jackson, that's over on my other stream. We also have the Queen Ministress, Lewis, a host of the Ministress Shannon Show that's aired on Thursday once, on the last Thursday of the month. Then we have Barbara Beasley. Thank you so much for joining. Those, I'm shouting those out because I have some other ones that I see. Robert Ball, thank you as well. Robert was down in McKinsey as well. We have Marilyn McCall. Thank you, Marilyn, for our Lowndes County, our coastal daughter. Just graduated from high school. Congratulations to the McCall family. And I have Antoinette. Thank you so much. Join us. Jacinta, thank you for joining us. I have several others. I'm going to scroll down. I have my youngest daughter on here tonight. That's Lacey Smith. Thank you so much. Now we're going to get with the show. Why do the little things make relationship last longer and stronger? One of the things and challenges we have is understanding the little things and how important they are. That's in life. We need to take time. The little things, like we're going through a stressful time through COVID-19 and we was ISO and quarantine. The little thing is if we was in the house, taking some time to meditate. That's just a small thing. Even with our relationships with our children and our friends, taking time to just listen. That's the little thing. So we're going to talk about how you can make a relationship grow. There are several type of relationships, and we got to understand there's tiers of relationship. A lot of times we forget about it, and I always try to repeat it every show. You know, you meet somebody, they become your associate. You know their name. You now have met them. You may not remember the name after you leave them, but you still had a chance to meet them. Now, if you want to get to know them, you might want to ask for their cell, email, no matter whatever situation you're in, just to keep the communication, and you build from that. Then you move to that level of friendship. Once you get to friendship, you're doing well. You try to move forward, and eventually, if it's something you want to continue on, you go to that step four and that tier four, which is romance. That you look at the romance, and we ain't talking about being intimate, going out there doing things sexual. Intimacy meaning being able to have a state of mind, and you want to be with that person. And that's what, when you develop love for somebody, love is a gift. It's a state of mind. True love is, had nothing to do with how you feel. It's all about your heart. It's all about your soul. And that's one thing that's so important. And last but not least of that tier relationship is a life partner. That's what we're talking about. The little things that get you to be and be in a relationship now you can call life partner. And that's what you're looking for, someone you want to marry and spend the rest of your life with you. So let's get started with this, Lisa. We're going to talk about some things that are really needed in a relationship. We're talking about the little things, just some of the things that are needed in a relationship. And I'll start off talking about a couple things. We understand, since we consider sometimes confused intimacy with just only sex, that's a little thing that could be a part in a relationship, really needed in a relationship. If you're getting to that point where you're romantic or you are considering this person your life partner, don't meet somebody in time, jump into that. That ain't where you want to go. I'm starting off with that one, and you can challenge, and I want you to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you're on the line to chat with you. And the second thing is you have a good attitude, just a little thing. You're not upset because somebody do something. Having a good attitude about doing things. And we have to have, it's hard for people to operate with you if you have a bad attitude. attitude is it important? You know, attitude is coming, your aptitude, we always used to say. Lisa, you want to share something you feel like and fall in that category of really needing in a relationship, the little things?
A little thing. Good sense of humor, being able to laugh
awesome.
About different things. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sharing jokes. Asking
on.
Your partner how their day was. Asking them, like, how their day is when they get home. You know, we forget a lot of times. We're always on our phones. What about putting our phones down for a few minutes? Taking
exactly.
the time to check in. Seeing how your day is. Even maybe texting or calling someone during the day. That's something little. Just, hey, checking in. How you doing? Wanted to see how your day was.
Wow, that's and those
you know,
are the little
we forget a lot,
that,
right?
Yeah, we make the day go by even smoother for people. The people at work grinding. I know we had a lot of things that occur during COVID-19. A lot of people not back at work, and now they got to kind of realize the little things you have to do at home with your significant other, with your mate, with your children, with your family. Just a small thing, just being comfortable enough around the person. You know, you might want to make sure, you know, if you're in a relationship or marriage or something, that you don't always expect your mate or your spouse or to clean up all the time. Sometimes you might want to say, I'm going to clean the house today. I want to clean it. Just that little thing makes a difference. If she's in the kitchen or he's in the kitchen cooking, you might want to go and I'll take care of today. Or if they're cooking, you sit at the table, and then or you get up and you may offer to, do you need me to cut up the onions? Do you need me to cut up the carrots? Do you need me to do something? Little things go a long way toward a successful relationship and a healthy relationship. You know, it's all right to have some type of hobby. You all having a hobby that, you know, she's doing a hobby, like maybe she's doing some things with jewelry. And you said, can I help you do that? Take some time, just a little thing, just some little things that'll make a difference in not only in the relationship but in life. We need to understand that it's so important at this time as we deal with all that's going on in the world that's around us. What we see, some of the things that's happening now, we used to see on television in other countries. We're seeing things now here because change is coming. And that's what it's all about. So we have to appreciate the little things that goes on with you. And Lisa, any others you want to add to that?
You know, yeah, I wanted to say, like, for people who have kids together, so important, you know, mom's work or dads are working, depending on your situation, or maybe mom needs a break. Send mom off to the gym maybe for a little bit, or on a Saturday, you know, dad, I'm going to take the kids so you can have the day to yourself. You know, just offering to do little things like that, I think, is very important because everybody's so stressed out, and especially moms, because, you know, moms have two jobs when they're working and then they're, you know, mom or they're at home. So I think those are some nice little things that you can do. Or back to when you were talking about food, hey, I'm going to pick this up on the way home and bring it home, and I'm going to make this for dinner for you. You know, doing like things like that are surprising. Bringing some flowers in.
Come on.
I saw this when I was out. I saw this when I was out. I picked it up for you. You know, just doing little random acts of kindness, I guess, for your partner.
Exactly.
And for each
and
other.
They will appreciate mm-hmm. it.
Very
appreciate
much.
It. And that's,
especially now.
That's what we are. If we want relationships to continue to be healthy and grow and last longer and stronger, the little things make a difference. Don't take anybody for granted. A little thing as listening. You know, I talk about on my show on Thursday night called The Love Cafe, and I have the acronyms and I spell it out with the L. If you're talking about love, you got to be able to listen. O is to overcome what's going on, but you're willing to work through and not holding somebody hostage at times. You got to be able to listen to their faults and recognize their faults
right.
and work through it.
And accepting.
Make sure the relationship in itself is valuable. We got to work at it. So we're talking about the little things that allow you to value your relationship. If you don't know how to do that, it is nothing wrong with sometimes getting some help somewhere, some counseling that's going to help. Or you can read about it. Because you can't see everything on TV and think that's the way it works, because everything you see there may not work for you. So we're talking about developing little things, taking them and using them to make your relationship healthy, making your relationship last longer and stronger. And that's what it's all about, the little things. All right, we're going to move forth. And one thing I want to go back to what Lisa said before we move to the next topic is about put your phones down. You know, one of the challenging things I see, I know I decided to operate with people with cell phones in their hands at all times now. You know, when you're eating dinner, the little thing, let's go back and add like dinner, sitting down, making sure you eat as a family. Nothing wrong with that. You're not too busy. If you're working when dinner's going on, you may have to, when you're off, make sure that happens. If you can make sure that happens one time or twice a week when you're working during the dinner hour, it means so much to the growth of your family. It means so much to your children to know that we can sit down and have a meal together.
I often tell people to put a basket, you know, somewhere, and then, you know, just for dinner, just everyone put their phones in a basket, you know, set the phones aside, like, and, you know, these things are important too. You don't see, dinner is actually the most important meal of the day, because everyone's gone all day, and then they come home, and it's a very, very, there's a lot of research on having dinner together as a family, or as a couple, or you know, even if you're divorced and your kids, you know, you still should sit down and eat and have a conversation.
Awesome.
You
awesome.
So that's a great way to connect.
That is great what you just said about because you're divorced. When you divorce, you don't divorce your children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You become a co-parent with it. And you have to have a good relationship through co-parent. You have to develop things when you have your children. You're not there browbeating them about what their other parent is doing. You take time to spend that valuable time, little time that you have, sitting down eating dinner. They may not do it at home with the other, your former spouse. They're not doing it. So you develop these things. You make sure these things happen, just a little thing, because, yes, you're divorced from that individual, your former spouse, but you ain't divorcing your children, like I just said. You still going to continue to love your children. Never put your children in between what's going on with you all, because that ain't what it's all
right.
about. And do good things with them, okay? Make sure they're experiencing this, because when they grow up, they'll see this. We have to develop foundations. And as we develop foundation with our relationship, because I want you to keep in mind, you got a relationship with your children, and they have a relationship with you. So we're not just talking about the little things that you do, because you're married to somebody. The little things you do with a relationship with your children, relationship with your family, relationship with your friends. These are the kind of things you have to develop. Take advantage of the little things. And if the little things you're not understanding what they are, sometimes assess who you are and what you're doing from day to day. And you can find out exactly where the little things. But pay close attention. Listen. Watch when you're in a relationship. It's so important. Yeah. So would you make sure? And another thing we want to count, and Lisa shared a little bit earlier, and we'll move to another topic, fitness. You know, doing something together. You know, I see a lot of time on television, parents might be out jogging, the children riding the bike. You're doing that together. That's showing your relationship is building. It's on a building block when you do things like that. Yeah, you can go to the movie. You can go out and eat. There's some little small thing. Even as we was isolated and some are still isolated and in quarantine, you had an opportunity to do some things with your family. If it's, you know, if your son loves soccer, get outside in the backyard. You can take a little rubber ball and create a little net and kick the ball. The whole family do it. Just a little thing, because that relationship with them is so important as well. So we have to make sure, and that develop and help your fitness. it becomes a priority too, because we can gain a whole lot of weight during this time when we're not as active as we used to be. About almost 80 days before it opened up and slowly opening back up. We have to keep that in mind, fitness a priority, and make sure in a relationship. You got to work on your health. And that's what we have. And see, again, a small thing is that because a person love and care about you, and they said go to the doctor when you hurt, go to the doctor. That's something little or small, but it can be something big later on. It can be very big. So make sure you do that. So that's so important. Now, we're going to move forth and talk about another topic, but the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you're able to chat with me. I'm going to ask you for your location so I can identify where you are, then ask you to offer your comments, because I will have a procedure. When you press 1, I will call the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then you're able to talk with me on Facebook. You have an opportunity to comment. We want you to comment about the Dr. Lowe Show and the topics we're talking about. So all you have to do, all of those individuals watching now, even if you watch, step away from a minute and you left it on there and you're coming back, how can you comment? We'd like to know what you're saying, because I will read your comments, because it's important to us, as well as having an opportunity to go verbal with us and share your thoughts on it. All right, Lisa, we're going to move to another topic dealing with our relationship, some things that make your relationship better. We just want to know, how do you make your relationship better? Some people are not aware. They don't like, bingo, number one.
No, they're not.
That's number one.
Communication is number one. I think very important, talking, being open, you know, not judging, not telling the other person they're wrong for their feelings. Like, these are all part of the communication process. You know, that's the person, how they're feeling, you know, and avoid tension and difficult, you know, and when you are feeling tension, take a break before you sit down and talk. And something else I tell families to do, which I think is important, is at least once a week, check in and talk about what was good. And then maybe some things you didn't care for and how you can change them around. But it's always important to be positive. Start with the positive. You know, like when you did this. This made me happy. Like, let the person know how you're feeling. You know, communicate that.
And that's so important. And we have to keep that in mind.
Very.
That communication is so, you know, I have that hashtag, communicate for the number four, understanding.
Right.
That way I'm listening to you. Not if I communicate to understand, that means that I'm going to give you direction on exactly what I need you to do. And we hear that on our jobs. People that's on your job that's in a supervisor role will be able to tell you what to do, but they never ask for how, you know, for your response. In your relationship, don't treat your relationship like a job. If you're a supervisor on a job, don't treat your relationship like you're supervising your job. That requires you to listen to what's going on. That is the number one and the key to survival in our world, communication. That's where we are now with everything going on, the lack of communication. Everybody has
had
a voice.
Definitely.
To have a voice, and sometimes you have to go through some rough times to have a voice, even in a relationship. And we know that. We won't live and never be, don't always be negative toward that person. Let them say what they have on their mind. Listen to them. They're going to do the same. Don't try to out talk each other. And I watch a lot of these shows that come on where they're suing each other, you know, Judge Mathis and Judge Judy and all that. People be there to tell their side of the story, but if they're not telling what you want them to say, you cut them off. That's not communication. And a lot of times people say, well, I allowed you to say what you let me say what I need to say. That means you can't listen if you are talking. So when they allow you to talk, and I had something when I was a principal back, and I used it through administration for over 20 years. And when students would get in a big confrontation, I want to throw this in, then we're going to move forward. But they have confrontation. And what I would do when I bring them into my office, I have them sitting right there beside each other. And you have to be very careful with this now. You can't antagonize the situation. You tell them, I
right.
want to hear what both sides of the story. But
one at a time.
I don't talk at the same time. And I said, now, who's going to be first? I always said, who's going to speak first? Because when that person is speaking, you're asked to be quiet. Some of these things that people want to get their point across and they're still doing it, they do it as a child and then got away with it, and they do it as an adult. And that's why we see these things. So make sure when you're communicating, you're able to listen and respect somebody else's point of view. Respect is another thing we're going to come and say would make a relationship successful, how you can make it better. Respect your partner. Respect your children. Respect your family. Respect your friends. If you can't respect somebody, if you're disrespecting them, there's going to be a problem. You know, I was telling a parent recently, and they kept saying something that really irritates me. The child is probably a boy around about, 8, 9, 10 years old, and he's kind of acting. He likes running. He like boys like to do, and girls do as well. And they may do something, and they don't respond to him like they're supposed to, and the first thing coming, you so bad. If you keep telling the person they bad, you keep doing it over and over again, you know what? They will believe they bad.
They're going to believe that. Yeah, that's what they'll tend to believe. I don't even like the word bad. Didn't make a good choice. I didn't like that. Yeah, it's because you're relaying that they're bad when it's actually the choice they made wasn't good. They're not bad themselves. You know, and
exactly.
I think that's something we got to move away from. I tell parents, avoid that word. It's the behavior. And behavior in kids and adults are there for reasons. There's always a reason for it. There's something going on. They don't know how to verbalize it, or they're holding it in, and poof, it just comes out, And a lot of people feel unheard, too. They don't feel like their voices are heard. We see what's going on now, too. These are, you're right, it's very important, especially with kids.
And that's one of the keys when you're talking about a relationship lasting is making sure you respect one another. Listen to them,
Respect. Dr. Smith.
Yes. I was moving a little bit there. I was going to say a little different. Just like if we're arguing about something, keep it healthy. Do it in a healthy way. If you want a better relationship, don't punch below the belt. I'm telling you. And leave out the mamas. I'm just being for real. When you start bragging in their mamas, talking about, you just like your mama and all that stuff, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
It's going to lead to some disrespect there because you're going to say something that you're out of line. So make sure you do that in respecting people. Allow them to have their opinion. We can agree to disagree. We got to remember that. Everybody's not going to agree with everything you have to say, but don't make it a game that requires a score. I always talk about some of the things that hurts a relationship is that we always turn it into a game. I'm going to one-up you. Relationships ain't all about that. Relationship is all about one-upping you. I'm going to keep score. And then they come back, you remember when you did this to me last time? That means I held it as a, I held it so I'm one-up you, so I'm going to get you back. And it shouldn't be like that. When you debate it, I call healthy debates, not an argument. Healthy debate. And a lot of times we can't do that for some reason. We just can't do healthy debates without somebody mad. Somebody getting mad.
Well, because they don't like what's being said, which you don't have to like, but you still have to respect the person. Yeah, there should be healthy debates. When you're arguing and yelling, nobody can hear anything. You're over talking and I don't know about you, but if someone's yelling at me, I'll tune it out. I mean, I don't get yelled at, but if they, you kind of start tuning it out. No one can hear you. When you talk really soft and quiet, and I always say this to people, they have to stop and listen because they're like, what are they saying? And you have to really take the time to listen to what they're saying.
The skills are, you have to enhance your skills when a person like, but the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you have an opportunity to chat with us, share your thoughts on everything we're talking about. I want to appreciate, those individuals that who are typing in their comments, and I see Elston Turner Sr. said true to power, and a great show. Thank you so much, Elston, a good friend of mine down in Mobile, coaching down there. I've been knowing him for years, and I do appreciate him saying that. And we want to continue to bring you some something with substance, something to allow you to get something from. Don't fight over money would be the next one, Lisa. That's so important. You know, money will destroy a relationship. If you want a relationship better, don't fuss over money. And too many times I see, and I tell you, I guess I be talking about TV junk. I record all these shows that deal with these judges and civil court shit. I record all of them, go back and look back at it and check it out every now and then. And there's always there in court called what? Money. Mom, daddy, dads and sons and daughters and all this. And it's just, we got to understand a relationship. We got to understand once we make a commitment in that relationship, now a real commitment, it's different between just making a commitment, a real commitment, and you understanding finance. Most people have a problem and argue, be mad over money and how it goes because they don't understand how to handle money. And people can debate with me back and forth all you want to, but I'll say this,
and not
about it. One of the biggest things that we have challenged, and your banks love it. One of the best things could have happened for a bank was your debit card. You know why? Because they take a whole lot of money off your debit card, and they make a whole lot of money off when they decline your debit card. If you decline your debit card, that means you already knew you had no money in there. You see what I'm saying? Handling money. And we're just talking about why would you be fighting over money? It's no good for a relationship.
And open a secret credit card, Dr. Smith. You know how many people open secret credit cards? No.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what? I always say this. That's going to really cause, and people do it. Don't do it.
Whatever you do in the dark will come to the light. And when you're in a relationship, in a marriage, whatever it is where y'all have funding going in one place, and if you decide to go sneak and have some money here, though, it's going to pop up because you're so smart and you got it coming to your email and you leave your email open. And they go, now, where did this account come from? If you're in a relationship, talk about the finance. Talk about the money instead of
saying, because that's a deal breaker, you know.
It is a deal breaker. I know it's a deal breaker.
That's one of the five breakups.
Yes, sir.
It's one of the main, there's five reasons relationships don't work, and that's one of them is finances. Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Exactly. That's a deal breaker. So just keep that in mind. We're talking about bettering your relationship. How do you make it better?
And you know what, too?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, oh, I don't have a lot of money. Or, you know, it's not all about money either. You know, you should be content and comfortable. You know, things like that. Oh, I want to be with someone because they have a lot of money. Well, that's not a reason really, you know. Or you have money, you should be spending it on me. Well, that's not necessarily true either. You know, it's about budgeting and managing and sharing,
there
right?
There you go. You know, be honest in your tiers of your healthy relationship, associate, acquaintance. If you try to build a relationship, friendship, lay things out on the line from the beginning. Don't come if you owe everybody in America. Just because you had that car, that nice car, could have been a rental car, you got a wad of money in your pocket. Don't try to fool people saying you got that money because you know what? People check your credit now. And unfortunately, I hate to tell you, but people check that and they'll find out you're a liar. It's hard to get over being classified as a liar. Don't deceive people and making people think you got a whole lot of money when you know you don't have any money. Be honest from the start.
Right.
If you're having financial problems, give them a chance to make a decision whether they want to be in that relationship with you. Don't deceive them. And don't get in that relationship because I, goddaughter had a situation that she came into some money and the guy she was dating, and I'm going to use this and then we're going to move to something else. And he needed some money to pay his child support because she had came to some money and she wasn't hiding the money, but he using her, talking about, well, I'm going to say using the idea of it, I'm going to put it like that, and can you help, can you pay my child support? No, you pay your own child support. You behind $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. That'll lead to a problem in a relationship, and it ended that relationship. It ended that relationship because now you want to use me. You know, you got to handle your own business, and we're here to work together. I was just bringing that out because we were talking about not fighting over money, not trying to take advantage of in regards to money, and you just can't do that because it'll cause an end to the relationship. A couple other things we're going to touch on, then we're going to move forward. Spend in your plan during the week at least 6 more hours together a week. We don't spend enough time. Now, one thing about COVID-19 and ISO and quarantine, we have to learn how to spend time with each other. Some people didn't do well with it. Let's keep it real. A lot of people didn't do well with it because you weren't used to being around people. Because you get up in the morning, both of y'all go to work, and then you might have a second job.
Y'all don't have it.
You should say, wow, I ain't used to being in this house with this person this much. I'm going to be glad when they remove this. And the minute they said that this stay-at-home order, safe-at-home order in Alabama was open, people were running out the door, running trying to get out of there because they couldn't stand being there. So you got to make sure if you want a better relationship, you create a calendar, create a weekly a schedule that you spend 6 hours. You spend at least 6 hours together. In some form, some fashion. You can call it date night one time that give you a couple hours. And things like you have to do that. You might want to get up in the morning, for example, before the children get up, and you go to the table and sit down and have a cup of coffee or sit down, do whatever you want to do and be able to talk to each other in the morning before you go to work. It's little things that matter. We talk about the little things that matter. You got to talk to each other more often. You got to talk to each other, communicate. We said that previously. To make the relationship better, you got to talk to each other.
Exactly. And listen and show empathy.
And to listen, but on top of that, just keep in mind, because that person don't agree with the way you do, don't get mad and I ain't got nothing to say to you. Why are you talking to me? And all this. You know what that does to a relationship? It's going to better a relationship. You'll begin to tear it down. Begin to tear it down with that kind of behavior. Some of the things we said, if you know it can better it and you know you're doing, try to correct it. You call that number. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure you're chatting with us and sharing your thoughts. And you can also type in your comments. We'd love to have your comments so I can read them off as well. We got a lot of people joining us tonight, and I'm so glad we have that opportunity to have them. And I'm going to say one more, Lisa, and I'll let you share anyone you want to share about better relationship. Laugh more with each other. That is not difficult. You tell, you know, it's for your mental aspect that you're able to laugh. It relaxes you. To a sense, it removes things away from you.
Releases stress.
You know, release the stress. Tell a joke. What's wrong with telling a joke? And that's what it's all about. Being able to be comfortable enough with your relationship, you want to better it, you're going to laugh every now and then. You know, you might sit out and watch a show on television and laugh about it. But laugh together. Watch
Netflix
it together and laugh.
Good.
So
Netflix has great funny shows. There you go.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You try to make the relationship better. Just the little things that you take for granted and we want you to use them to promote a better relationship. We want you to move to those tiers like you're supposed to, which is part of a healthy relationship. That's what it's all about. All right, we're going to kind of move forward. Lisa, you got anything else you want to add to that, making a relationship better? Okay.
No, I think that, right. I think we hit it.
And that's what we're talking about. You see, a lot of these things are going to tie up to one another, meaning that you're talking about what you need in a relationship, how you better a relationship. Then the little thing to make the relationship healthy, this is the next one we're going to talk about. It said when you date somebody or have a partner, always do something kind. Kindness goes a long way in a relationship.
Yep.
Kindness. If you don't understand what it is, or being kind, then look it up. Do it like the old-fashioned way. I know we can go to Google and do it. But go to Webster. If you're not quite understanding, it's in print as well. Be kind. It won't hurt to be kind.
And it's,
you don't have to have an attitude all the time. Do something out of the kindness of your heart. The little thing we're talking about now, it don't hurt. If you don't, I can't tell you, but you can assess yourself to kind of see exactly the things you can put in that category. Show kindness, and people do the same thing. They reciprocate it back to you. They will. Don't make it a fight all the time in the relationship. Just relax. Enjoy life. Be happy.
Enjoy each other, yeah.
Enjoy each other. You know, that person you consider to be special to you, make sure you do some things for them. So we're talking about a healthy relationship. You know, we got to make sure we are able to be in a situation where we be committed in a relationship. First of all, I mentioned commitment earlier. And when I said real commitment, there's a difference between just being committed and real commitment. First of all, you got to understand what real commitment is. If I say I'm ready to be committed to you, that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to be devoted. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to do all them things right there. If I'm not willing to do that, don't be talking about you committed to it.
I think what's important, too, is support, Dr. Smith, being supportive. You know,
exactly.
People go through a lot of hard times, or even, you know, maybe they want to start a new business or a new job, or something's not going right, or they have a hard time at work, or be supportive. It doesn't take much. Put your arm around. Come sit down. Let me listen. You know, we're going to work through this. We'll get through this. We're going to figure it out. You know, just saying small things like that.
Exactly.
It goes a long way. It's very important to show support.
You know, we have to keep in mind that, again, we're talking about the little things or the small things.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting somebody is so important. Especially if you want to go out and support an organization, you can go out and support your friends in an organization, you want to support a political candidate, you can't support your spouse, your significant other.
Right.
That's hard to understand. Hard to understand that you can go do everything for those other individuals, but you can't support your spouse in what they're trying to do or your significant other.
Right.
We're talking about a healthy relationship. It requires you to support that person you have devoted time. You've been dedicated to things that are going on. You've been trying to do your best to communicate. You know you're connecting with them. You're just not going to be able to have a healthy relationship if you're not able to support them.
Right. Absolutely. Very important. And especially, I think some people go through rough times, and who wants to go through a rough time, really? Like, no one wants to complain. Nobody wants to have things go wrong, you know. So it's important to show you know, and that's also goes with kindness too, kindness and support. Put it out there, you know, sit with the person, go take a walk, you know, let's go for a walk. You know, this is really rough. Or, you know, sometimes family members get ill, somebody's mom, God forbid, might get sick or something, you know, just be supportive and, you know, understanding. Sometimes people react to those kind of situations. They don't mean to, you know, everyone reacts differently. People get sad or they get mad or they're frustrated. It's different emotions, and being supportive to someone's emotional well-being, emotional state, very important.
And that's for sure. Just think about what we're dealing with now. You know, with COVID-19, we have the protests. We have a change in America coming. It's going to be a change. It's going to be a new norm. And we really need to support each other. That's what we need to do. And it's in first of all, let it start at home. Let it start at home. It always starts at home. Let's not forget that. You develop those things that you want to carry outside of your home at home. It started there in the place where it started when you was younger. It started as a foundation for you. We have to know how to support. Don't support people in a malice way where you really, truly, you know what? You support them, but I hope they fail. Come on now. That ain't the way it works. Hey, that's not the way it works. All right. A couple things we're going to just touch on, talking about a healthy relationship. We're going to just list some healthy, small things, or little things. For example, we just said earlier, communicate respect for your partner, mean respect and caring. Show that you care.
Yeah. And thank your partner. Say thank you. Express gratitude for your partner.
Thank you. Express gratitude. That's all part of that. It's something we have in education. You know, children care when they know you care. We always say that.
Absolutely.
They care when they know you care. Why is it not the same thing in your relationship? When your partner know that you care about them, they're going to care. If not, they're going to do their best to remove themselves from it in some way, some fashion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we have to show, you know, communicate the respect and make sure you care about that person. You know, convey to your partner, you know, and that you're going to put the greatest effort for whatever is going on, even in our relationship. You know, relationship, a healthy relationship and long-lasting love for somebody requires to go fight through the tough times. How valuable, you remember the B into love, how valuable is this relationship? Am I willing to stick it out? Am I willing to fight? Am I willing to do all the things that need to be done to make sure? So we have to convey that to our partner, that we're going to put our best foot forward, which is give our greatest effort. You know? We have to do that. You know, one of the last things dealing with health and situation, you know, I always talk about something that's so important. If you want to have a healthy relationship, make sure you're healthy yourself, meaning that when you say it's going to be healthy because, you know, love is involved with it, understand self-love. That's part of a healthy relationship.
Yeah, you
got to
love yourself first, yes.
You love yourself first. I don't care what nobody says. You can't love anybody.
You
got to
love you. I always say that.
And if you can't love you, we're going to have some challenges. You're going to have some challenges. Your relationship, not only in your home, you're going to have a problem out on your job. You're going to have a problem out in the community. You're going to have a problem in your organization that you're a part of. Because if you're not loving yourself, you can't go out and show it for somebody else. We're talking about healthy relationship. And that's the kind of things we have to make sure that we do so we can make sure we're successful. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I have you on here chatting with us, sharing your thoughts and your comments as well as your expertise. And I'll just actually give you a name and location after I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone. let's quickly move to some small acts, and I'm going to call of kindness, small acts in a relationship that are actually a real big deal. Small acts in a relationship that's a real big deal. You have your own. You could be thinking about them. You can type them in if you want to on Facebook and kind of see what you would say. You know, one of the things
I think I mentioned earlier. I said it earlier. Sending a text or grab a card. You know, get a card or leave little notes up or, you know, doing things like that. You could really turn somebody's day around or give their day a really good start. But yeah, I think that's very important.
You know, as she said, sending a card, you know, writing a note, just sending a little note, I love you. You know, one of the things I seen in a commercial, it was about a young, probably about a 7 or 8 year old at a rehearsal for dance, and he was sitting there and he was thinking about it. And he looked in the note that his dad had wrote for him, said, "You're going to do a great job today," and he was skeptical about it because he was sitting back on the wall. He said, "Well, I don't really want to do this," but just the little things matter, like writing a note. Let's not forget, we still have to use paper and pencil sometimes. We can text too, but I can sometimes.
Yeah.
Handwriting is so important. That's why a lot of people in
relationships. How about poetry? I know some people that write poems.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. You can write, and you don't have to go have a book. Just write what's coming from your heart.
Yeah,
love is hard. It's all from your heart. It's from your soul. You know, so you can write down whatever you want to write. Put it where it clicks, and it's so exciting because when you read it, you're excited. You know that person's gonna be excited. So let's get back to manuscript and writing a little bit. Let's get back to sending notes. And another thing that I found out, and I'm going to kind of share this personally, I have individuals that they'll say, "Well, one thing you always do, you'll send me a card or something. Make sure I get a card, a birthday card." You know, that means something. And it's not on Facebook. And I know you can say happy birthday on Facebook. That's Facebook. And all those people are not, you know, they're on Facebook. But your personal, your relationship and the people in your house, I don't care who, you know, make sure you get a card. Go pick up a card, a dollar card, a $2 card, and take that card and just write, "I love you" on it.
Yep. You know what I noticed during quarantine, Dr. Smith, a lot of people had birthdays, so they couldn't go out. So a lot of people were, like, doing chalk drawings, writing things. They were doing drive-bys in their cars.
Oh,
they made signs like "Happy Birthday," and I said, "This is really nice. You know, this is really, you know." And you could see parades of cars, and I just thought that was very meaningful. And people were flinging cards and stuff out the windows, or you know, little things. And yeah, it's doing things like that. I love the whole chalk drawing thing for some reason. Like, I've seen a lot of those, like people writing nice things on people's driveways or leaving signs, even for graduation. People were really decorating the doors for their kids, you know, just trying to make it really, really special. So maybe out of all of this too, something good, or going back to basics, you know, in regards to interacting and giving. Yeah, because it means a lot. It's very meaningful.
Very meaningful. And, you know, we want to keep in mind that just a little, we're talking about the small things, the little things that helps a relationship get better, helps it to grow, to get longer, last longer and stronger. You know, one of the things I think we sometimes overlook, patience. In a relationship, be patient.
Patience.
Be patient with your partner. Days, it's going to be some good days, it's going to be some bad days. Be very patient with them. And tell them, I'm with you through this. We're going to work ourselves through this. We have to keep, we can't bail out when things, when I always say when the tough get tough, a lot of times the ones that ain't tough get going. But the bottom line is, I'm patient enough to go through this. Because I know if we will prevail if we stay together working on it.
Yep.
And we have to always keep that in that point of believing that that will happen. Patience is so important. All right, a couple little things. We're down about 3 or 4 minutes and less than that, but we want to kind of share some things. Some little things that matters in every relationship. First of all, the word, that gift, I love you, means a whole lot. That sentence, I love you. I love you. It's a gift. It's from the heart. It's from the soul. It's a state of mind. Just remember that. I love you. It's so important, and it matters in a relationship. And the next thing you would like to say, you know, sometimes let's be silly. You know, I used to tell administrators that I mentored in years, I said, I have three, what I call the three L's. I have three L's. They said, what are they? I said, you know, be fair, you know. Always be fair with, even in relations, be fair with your partner. But make sure they have the same opportunity for you to be successful. You know what I'm saying? Be fun. You don't mean what you say, but do it. And don't tell somebody to do something you won't do it yourself. But be firm with them. Don't play with the situation.
Right.
Now, the next one goes ties in what they say about sometimes being silly. I always tell them, sometimes you can be funny. When I said be funny is that with, you know, children, you stand out there and they used to stand out in the walkway and they get off the bus. And I was, hey, boy, you looking good today. You know, you got your jersey on today. You know, you got a smile on your face. They, you know, you're relaxing them. And
right.
They said, saying something, I'm not saying you have crack jokes all day, but loosen up enough to feel and let people feel that you're human. In a relationship, your mate and your partner have to realize that if you show them that you're human, that you can laugh, you can joke around, you can have a little fun every now and then. This next one, you want to cuddle every now and then. Hey, that's important. Very important. That matters.
Yes, it is.
A hug means a lot every now and then now. So you have to hug them every now. Hug the person.
I have a feeling that cuddling has been replaced by, ooh, I'm here on my phone and you're over there on your phone. So make time in the evenings to watch a show, and you're right, cuddle.
We're
all guilty of it, I think. You know, we're all.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. You know, giving a hug, sit on the couch and you're watching TV, and you know, she ain't there. You don't sit on one end of the couch, you're on the other end of the couch, she on the other end. Move over there or move in the middle. Because if you have children, when your children see you calling, it means something to them too as well. They're developing things themselves as they grow. If they see you fighting all the time, they recognize something now too. Why not replace that with all the, you know, the fighting with cuddling and enjoying yourself? That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Sometimes planning to do
spend time
travel together. You know, before coronavirus, people were taking these trips all and all, and then we have it, we can't travel, and people probably may not be as comfortable traveling for a little while, but the thing about it, you don't have to go very far sometimes. When I say travel together,
you know what you
maybe
could do? Camping.
Yeah.
What about camping? Somebody, we were just talking about
camping
or renting RVs now to travel, because then you can go see places and you can stay. And I said, that's not a bad idea. You know, we're just all trying to think outside of the box, you know, on what to do, you know.
Exactly.
Not a bad idea. Camping. There you go.
Do a day trip. When I say a day trip, I want to get to the beach. You know, it's nothing wrong. For example, where I'm located in the Central Park, I'm driving down to Gulf Shores or driving down to those the beach area down there, may take you an hour and a half. You go down and have a good time, lay on the beach, enjoy yourself, and you ain't got to be all around everybody else. And I know it looked crazy last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, because everybody it was all about money then. We'll leave it right there. And but you go down there, pack your car up by 4:30 or 5, and come on back. You back at home by 7 or 8. Day trip. Travel together. these little things that are so important. And lastly, but not least, Lisa, we want to eliminate something that's so important. If I ask you something, you say yes, but. Eliminate, just say yes and leave the but off. Leave the B-U-T off.
Leave the butt out, exactly.
Say, that means leave the butt out. You know, cause something coming out the butt. That means
exactly.
You're not.
There
ready
always
to.
Is. There always is.
Yeah. You're not ready to commit to what I'm asking you when I ask you that. Just leave the butt off now. Mm-hmm. If your mate, a partner, asks you, that's a little thing now. You may not think it's important, but to them it's very important because every time they ask you something, you may say yes, but. But what? You know?
No,
but
you're right.
What? So it's the small things that create so many problems that we cannot overcome in a relationship that becomes big. But there are small things that we begin to appreciate causing a relationship to grow to its highest point. The little bitty things. One word but taken out, answering somebody. In a relationship, your partner, your significant other, your spouse means so much. Just say yes. Say, can we go to the movies? Yes. But I got to be out of there by 6 o'clock. Come on. Take the butt off.
But I don't want to see that movie.
No, I don't want to see that movie. But I'll go to the movie with you. But you go over there to that movie, and I'll go to the other movie. So take the butt off, and it's so important.
Well, sometimes you have to do things you don't really want to do, too. Sometimes you have to compromise. I don't think we hit on that. But, yeah, it's compromising is very important for everybody. Because you know there's stuff that I'm sure the girls don't want to do, and I'm sure there's stuff the boys don't want. I'm sure there's stuff the kids don't want to do, the parents, you know. But sometimes, yeah, you have to, you know, hey, I want to go see this play. I don't want to see this play. But, yeah, sometimes, not all the time. I mean, I know you don't always want to force somebody, but it's nice when you, I wanted to go to this play, or, I knew you wanted to go to this play or to see this show or concert, which we probably won't be doing for a while. But it's always nice to, you know, make effort to do.
Exactly. And those are the small things. Hopefully tonight you was able to get some things out of our show tonight as we talk about just the little things that we take for granted and how it could be so important to bettering your relationship, having you being part of a healthy relationship, have an opportunity to allow your relationship to last a longer and stronger period of time. These are the kind of things, and whatever we're saying, you probably already know. But you just have to use what you have heard tonight or use what you already had thoughts about. It's been awesome tonight, and I want to give a shout-out to those individuals that are joining us, Lisa. We have quite a few people joining us. Matter of fact, like I said, I had two Facebook vehicles working or devices working, so we have different people on the Facebook. So we have quite a few, and I want to give them a shout-out. And for the one that's on my big screen, going to cause me to have to get up and stroll down with them to make sure I give them a shout-out. And I'm just looking at those. I want to give a shout-out to Mike Sean. He's joining us. Thank you, Mike, as well. Brenda Franklin Avery, thank you so much. A good friend of mine, Joe M. Edwards, Jr., one of my instructors when I was a principal. And I do appreciate that individual joining us as well. We have Demetrius Leonard, member of my fraternity, 580. Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you so much. Join us, my brother out of Tennessee up there. We have Karen Arrington, another member of the Blue and White family. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Maryland, the state of Maryland. Lavina Barnett, and look like you may have on a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to read off. Brenda Franklin, as I just said, it's on the other stream set up. Lynette Costner, thank you. Like you're a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Oliver, and I always give you a hard time when I see your name up here, but we're going to work on it and make sure. Thank you, Oliver, for joining us. Belinda Davis, Belimnet, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have Deborah E. Hutchinson, and she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. My frat brother, the coach that have about 40-plus championship over Alabama State University track, indoor and outdoor, and cross-country track coach, Richard Bean. He was a guest on our show as well. Thank you, Richard, for joining. Erica Kennard, thank you, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She was a guest on our show last week. Erica Butler, I used to one of the, my employees, but a good friend, Dr. Butler. She worked with the state of Alabama Education Department, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Erica Kennard, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Barbara Beasley, Queen Minister Lewis, thank you. And she's a host at one of the shows, Minister Shannon Show. We have Shasima Jackson, Michelle Archie. We have Denise Stephanie, Lynette McLean Ball. And I called them out early, Carol Davis. I'm going to shout them out again. Kim Ramsey, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Cordes K. Hill, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Cameron Gilmer, Kim Sellers Bates, Lunisha Anderson. We also, and I'm trying to make sure, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, that is Lunisha Anderson. Then we have Yvette Smith, my biological younger sister. And last but not least, and I'm going to give her a wave, Nicole Sharon Brown. Not through yet, Lisa. I got a few more here now. And I want to give a shout out to those individuals joining. We have Sandra, is that Rumore? And I'll get that right. Make sure you correct me. Member Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you so much, Shanita, for the family. Katrina McDowell. Thank you. And our co-host of our Wednesday night show, Tremaine Edwards. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. My youngest daughter, Lacey Smith. Then we have Miss Jacinta Antoinette. Thank you for joining us, good friend. Thank you so much. Marilyn McCall. We have also from Lyles County and our coastal daughter. She just graduated. Congratulations, I said earlier. Robert Ball. I had him down at McKenzie as well. He's from the McKenzie area where I coached and taught history and physical education down there. Lisa Floyd, thank you so much for joining us, as well as Nikki Gaston Lomax. Thank you. Then this is this Tahida T. Bay. I will make sure I give her a holler and shout. I'm working on making sure. Elston Turner, thank you so much. Member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. I had to give him a shout out. And then we also have Julian Edwards. I mentioned him earlier, Junior. Brenda Franklin Avery. We're going to give all of them a shout. Lisa, those are all the people who's joining us tonight. And it's so good to have quite a few people join us. And we hopefully got something out of the deal. As we close out, Lisa, if you want to share some thoughts as we leave tonight's show, we'll give you that opportunity.
I just wanted to end it with, don't take people for granted. Don't take your partner, your wife, your husband, your kid. Don't take anybody for granted. You know, show appreciation. And I think that's very important because we do tend to take things for granted. And
exactly.
You don't want to have any regrets ever. You know, show appreciation towards the ones you love and reciprocate it, right?
Yes, make
be
sure.
Be respectful and kind. Sure. That's sweet. And show gratitude. So important to show gratitude.
So important. And it's awesome. I'm going to tell you, thank you, Lisa, so much for joining us again. And we'll, you know, be back on it Monday in regards to Talking Real News. Yeah, that's that Monday show. She's a co-host on that show. We look forward to having her on that. And I always appreciate you joining us on this show. And we made it do what it do tonight. And we're so excited. And I'll pat you on the back, and I'll pat myself on the back, because whenever we're getting challenging topics, we try to make everything work like it's supposed to, and we continue to be to the point that we are successful, and God is blessing us. That's why I can say that. It's by favor we are able to do this. So thank you again, and we look forward to having you back on Monday. And Lisa, go out and get as much sound as you want to. But I know there's a possible hurricane coming. I know it's in the Gulf, so I don't know what's going to
happen. Oh, don't
say that. I saw that, and they already got the money. You know, this is June 1st. It's the season down south. If you live down south, at least you know what I'm talking about. You can get them hurricanes whenever, and they have so many names for them. It's just good having you. Lisa, thank you so much. Also, I want you to
make sure you keep it down.
You're welcome, Lisa. And I actually, even my family personally, you know, my dad, he's fighting. He's fighting hard. He's in the hospital right now. Just ask for your prayers, you know. My daughter that's on Facebook, my baby girl, she always talking about OG. That's the OG of the bunch. He is the OG of the bunch, and he's my hero. So I just ask you for your prayers for him. He has challenges ahead of him. We have challenges, and we're going to keep on praying, and we're going to keep on supporting him because he did the same thing to make sure he paved the way so we could be where we are. So I ask for that. It's from my heart, and I'm just asking you if you would take an opportunity and send a prayer up for him. The more prayers we send up, the more blessings he's going to send. God is going to do that. We thank you so much for that. Now, it's been awesome. Now, tomorrow we have our sports show tomorrow, Talking Sports Plus. They come on 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to focus on the change in college sports, change in sports in general. So we look forward to have an awesome show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So join us. It's been great tonight to be with you. I'm so happy. God bless us to be able to do this. We're still growing. We're still doing things that he allows to do. And as you begin to join us and watch us or listen to us, it's so exciting to have you there. Thank you so much. You know, my hashtag is stay home and stay alive. I haven't forgot it. We still got to stay alive. COVID-19 is not really going anywhere. Don't think it's gone. Second one, hashtag, keep on grinding. No matter what you're dealing with, grind, 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 grind. Third one, and I always talk about this one when I'm talking about a relationship, communicate for understanding. The number four, for understanding. That means I have to listen, and you have to listen to me. And last but not least, as we go through life and we enjoy things, we talk about specific topics dealing with relationship and life. And this one is about something I said earlier about one sentence that you always should use, I love you. But I said in a different way. As we close out, and I want to make sure you join us tomorrow night, and let me say this because it's so important. It's all about you and me. It's all about we got love for one another. And I want to say it. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm coming home early, 'cause girl, my body's yearning for what you did last night. 'Cause when you did it, ooh, it didn't make no sense. Girl, you know that you sure got a hook and spin. 'Cause you got that. Damn, it's too good. I don't deserve it kind of love. Girl, I'm calling this picture worse kind of love. The sweaty, funky, dope kind of love. That's what you got. That call of the night kind of love. The girl's
Good night, everybody.